What do you eat?
Coffee and I'm gone. No water. I couldn't eat breakfast at the kitchen. She's fixing some breakfast, but I don't eat one.
How do you like your coffee?
Good. Now, yesterday morning, I ate two pieces of sausage, and all I could do to get to them, one egg. I think it was yesterday I told you I wish you could cook a half egg, didn't I? I said, I wish you could cook. I'd eat a half egg. But, now back when I was growing up, I ain't never been no side, but I could eat this. They cook biscuits, hoe cakes or something in the skillet. I could eat a whole hoe cake. Look like Mama could make them big biscuits, cut them out with a baking powder cane.
Yeah.
Give them syrup, big slice of meat. I could go. But I don't much for them no more.
What was a hoe cake made out of?
They like you roll, that's like you make up, you ever seen them make up flour bread?
Uh-huh.
Make up dough? Where you break your piece off it, you know, and roll it out, flatten it out, put it in a skillet. Or sometimes it be cooked on top of the stove, sometimes put it in there and bake it. Like you do a loaf of bread or something. Mama used to make light bread.
She did?
Yeah.
You had your own homemade bread?
Yeah, homemade bread. She'd take and put yeast stuff in it and put it in there and let it, make it up, set it off and let it rise. Next morning, bake it. Have loaves of bread.
But that was good. It
was. She done made two or three white people bread. The older people could cook long in them days. They could really know how to cook.
Yeah.
But I...
Did you make anything else out of flour? Make them for batter?
Batter cakes. We call them flapjacks.
Uh-huh.
Eat that with syrup. And you make that batter, beat it up.
Did you ever raise sugar cane here?
Yeah. We raised it. We raised sugar cane. We had to go out in the field and strip that cane. Strip that thing off it like that cone there. You strip it. Then you cut it. You stack it over down. You cut the end off it. Stack it over. Then you got to go to the, haul it to the mill. And they had a mule hooked to something, a long old pole. You'd get cane in that thing, and that mule going around there, he's tied to something, keep him going around in or something. Honey, pick it up back there. And he going around, he grind that off. And he'd run in the barrel. And when that barrel of juice, he'd get a barrel of juice. There's a man out there had a thing about 6-8 feet wide, about 10 feet long, two or three different trees, and they built a fire up on it. Then he'd side that juice, pour that juice in there, and he'd go to cook it. And he'd steady keep that foam cooked off it, and that'd make you syrup. And he had a place at that pin thing where it'd run out down at the end if you had your buckets there, when it cooked for where you wanted hot and be running. He could just open that up, run that, fill your bucket up with syrup or your keg or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Syrup.
Did they ever make anything else? Syrup or what else? That real black?
Yeah, that was all. They call that molasses.
What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Well, it's bright. Mr. Adams told me about that. I never know the difference. He says one different, one black and one light.
Uh-huh.
He said one cooked more than the other. I didn't know anybody. Me and her went to the store to buy him some. He liked him and bought a little old cane. And I picked him up just a cane. It was syrup, and she said, no, he'd got molasses rolled on it. And after I found it, he did. He'd got molasses rolled on it. And it's black and heavy. But a syrup is light. You get maple syrup, different stuff, maybe I'd make up maple.
Yeah.
That layer got a woman on it.
Yeah.
Get the Brother Rabbit syrup, it's a cone, so half cone and half sorghum.
It's imitation.
Yes, it's imitation, that's
not
right.
Not.